It happened on a Tuesday evening, 1984. Walimu Jabari. Walimu is a Swahili word. It means teacher or minister. At the Shrine of the Black Madonna Church in Atlanta, Georgia, came to me and said he had just left a meeting with Cardinal Sundai Nairi and that the Cardinal is requesting that I be a ritual leader at Sunday school Bible class. I felt nervous, but I humbly accepted my new position in the church. I went home thinking about what my prayer of invocation would be about for the upcoming Sunday morning. I had not spoken in front of a group of people before since I was 8 years old when I had to recite an Easter Sunday poem at my grandfather's church in the 1960s. When I got home, I turned on the TV and the news was on. I was shocked to see the hundreds of babies, women, children, and elderly Ethiopians and the Sudanese starving for food and water. Both of these countries were in turmoil. I had never seen so many people suffering from hunger in my life. I went into my bedroom and I cried my heart out. Once I dried my tears, I sat on my bed and I began to write down my prayer for Sunday Bible class. As I wrote down my thoughts, I kept thinking about Ethiopia and Sudan. Ethiopia is the Holy Land that is talked about in the Bible, the place where kings and queens came from and stretched out their hands to God. Ethiopia, one of Africa's oldest civilizations, this is the place where Black Moses ran for refuge after accidentally killing one of Pharaoh's gods. The Ethiopian Orthodox Christians is the only group of people to claim to have the Ark of the Covenant that God made with Moses and the Black nation Israel in one of their holy temples. The Ark of the Covenant had been brought from Jerusalem to Ethiopia by Menelik, King Solomon's first son. The Ethiopians built the first Christian church after the death of Jesus, the Black Messiah. Now, Ethiopia was at its worst time in human history. Once I got through writing, I realized that I had not written a prayer, but a poem of the suffering of Black people, especially in Sudan and Ethiopia. Moments later, my roommates Kofi and Oladi came home. I walked out of my bedroom and greeted them and showed them the poem. They liked the poem. Oladi said the poem was profound. I thanked them for the review, and I went back into my bedroom. Again, I tried to write a prayer. Once again, my prayer turned into a poem. I felt confused because I wanted to write a prayer. I went back into the living room and showed my second poem to my roommates. Kofi read it and said, "What is this? Are you trying to become one of the last poets?" in an amused tone of voice. I said, "No, I'm trying to write a prayer for Sunday Bible class, but I keep creating poetry." My roommates told me, "Perhaps God is trying to speak through me, and I should allow myself to be open and used by God." The next day, I got up and took the bus to Atlanta Area Technical School, where I was a student. I took my poems to Mrs. Daphne, my English teacher. She did a little editing to the poems and told me that she liked them and that I should take them to Miss Christine Benton, the typing teacher across the hall, because she loved poetry. I went over to Mrs. Benton's class and introduced myself and showed her my poems. She loved them. She asked me would I mind if she type up the poems and submit it to the school newsletter. I said she could. The following week, my poems were in the school newsletter. I was celebrated that week as the school poet. The following month, I was elected as the vice president of the student body. Years later, on Monday, August 7, 1989, while living in Detroit, Michigan, at the Shrine of Black Madonna National Training Center, I was watching the evening news. I heard that Congressman Mickey Leland and 14 other crew members had died in a plane crash in Ethiopia while taking food and humanitarian aid to those in need. I felt sad and depressed upon hearing this news. Congressman Mickey Leland was a friend of my church, the Shrine of the Black Madonna in Houston, Texas. My mind reflected back to that Tuesday evening when I first saw those big belly babies and their parents starving for food and water in Ethiopia and Sudan. I thought to myself, perhaps Congressman Mickey Leland might have one night cried his heart out on behalf of Ethiopia and felt compelled to render humanitarian aid. Therefore, I would like to dedicate this poetry reading to Congressman Mickey Leland and the 14 members who died with him in that airplane crash in 1989. It was the thought of Ethiopia and Sudan that inspired me to write my first poem 35 years ago. These are some of my selected poems out of the hundreds of poems I have written over the years. I hope you enjoy.